Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Welcome back to Sports Byline Coast to Coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're quite happy now to be joined by Pro Bowl tight end of the Denver Broncos, Julius Thomas. He is facing off against Patrick Peterson, playing the new Call of Duty Advanced Warfare DLC pack called Havoc. And I'll start off, Julius, when you play this, are you more of a submachine gun, run around type of guy? Do you like to sort of go assault rifle, dual wielding pistols? What's your sort of weapon of choice?
I've always been an assault rifle guy. You know, at times I can do the run around with the submachine gun, get that good fire rate, but I mainly like assault rifle. I like to be able to shoot people from across the map if need be, and I also go with a second primary weapon of a shotgun, just in case I get close quarters and I have some problems I need to handle.
You got that auto shotgun? It's got like,
oh yeah, yeah. That's exactly one. Shoots super fast.
Yeah, and you can't really. I mean, that's not a game for camping. So if you have a scope rifle, for me that doesn't really work out on those COD maps.
No, I think that the new Havoc maps are really good because they're close quarters. And that's the style I like to play in, you know. You're running around, getting a lot of action in. I don't really like to spend too much time having to hunt people down.
Now, with the four new maps, you have one that's in the Gobi Desert, one that's sort of a downtown Dallas futuristic type of thing, one in Wyoming in the shadows of Devil's Tower, and another one is a ski resort up in the Rockies. Core, Urban, Sideshow, and Drift, respectively. Which of those four maps is your favorite?
I liked Urban. You know, I think it was, it kind of directs traffic to this one courtyard where you get to go have a lot of excitement and, you know, there's just a lot going on, and it has these little rooms kind of around it where you can just run around and stairwells. So I like kind of how intricate it is in some parts. And that makes it fun for me because, you know, I get that shotgun out and run around and get some KOs.
Speaking to Julius Thomas of the Broncos here about the new DLC pack, Havoc, of course, you can get it on the season pass as well. I've noticed over the years, like, I was killed by my own orbital care package in Advanced Warfare. I was standing too close to it. It wasn't just this little box, and now it comes down like a meteor. What do you think about the progression of this game, especially with the exosuit being able to jump around?
You know, I think it it definitely makes it tougher. Some people are really good at controlling those exosuits. I've struggled a little bit, and, you know, it just adds another component to it. You know, now people flying around, you know, you notice people playing on roofs more. I used to always, everybody was always on the ground, you know, maybe it's a two-story building. And now you have people that are sitting on the top of this roof that they exiled up to, and they're just shooting down on you. I think it makes it a lot tougher to shoot people. I mean, you got guys jumping in the air and then flying to the right. Makes it really difficult. So, you know, the game continues to evolve and grow, and I think that's what keeps fans coming back for more.
All right, I want to ask you a couple of football questions.
No football questions.
No football questions?
Let
me just ask you one then, because you're from the 209, and the Raiders just got Jack Del Rio, and that's in your division. What do you think about that hire?
I think it was a great hire. I got a lot of respect for Jack. You know, ever since he got to Denver, you know, he's always been a guy that, you know, really connects with his players, and I've enjoyed, you know, getting to know him, you know, in a capacity of an offensive guy, you know. But so I'm not in those meetings with him as much as those guys on defense are. But, you know, last year when he filled in for Coach Fox as the head coach, I think he did a great job. he really connects with the guys, and he's a player's coach. You know, it probably helps being a little ex-player himself. So I think he's going to do a great job out there. And I think everybody should definitely be excited about who the Raiders hired.
And one more football question for you. You got Gary Kubiak coming in for Coach Fox now, and that was kind of weird how he left the team, but you got to move on. And we hear about his ZBS and the way he runs his offense. Maybe it might not be what Peyton Manning wants, and he says he wants to come back if the doctors give him a thumbs up. Do you have any prior relationship with Coach Kubiak, and what do you think of that hire?
No, I haven't. You know, I know he has a lot of respect for what he's been able to do as offensive minded in this game. And, you know, that says a lot about him. I think that, you know, when people are always complimentary of, you know, how he is as a coach and his knowledge of offense, and you've seen what the Ravens were able to do this year offensively. A lot of guys were able to go out there and produce and play at a high level. So, you know, that's always exciting for offensive guys to know that, you know, you're have an opportunity to be in an offense that is going to be successful. You know, I haven't met him or don't have much personal experience with him, but I know that, you know, he played for the Broncos. He spent a good portion of his life in Denver, and he's definitely the guy that Elway wanted, and I'm sure he's going to work out great.
All right, thanks for that. Let's get back to Call of Duty here, the Havoc Pack for Advanced Warfare. A couple more questions for Julius Thomas, tight end with the Broncos. When we think of zombies in games or just in movies and TV, they sort of seem to be a little bit plodding. I mean, outside of World War Z, they go pretty slow. But now you got zombies in exosuits in the Havoc DLC. What's that all about?
Yeah, man. Like I said, it adds that extra component. And it just gives you something to continue to learn and kind of have to master. I mean, it is kind of like those World War Z zombies now. I mean, I remember when zombies first came out, and you could just, you know, throw a grenade and like knock the legs out, and then it's just crawling around. But now you got them with these exo capabilities. It's going to definitely make it different for the strategy of trying to make it through round after round.
And when you go into the lobby and you can sort of customize cosmetically, and in the long run, it doesn't matter if you're wearing, you know, the Nigerian pants or the whatever loadout, but it's a cool way to look unique. Are you a guy that likes to just go like no helmet and a pair of shades, like some Oakleys, or do you like to put on the scary mask and the helmet? How do you look?
I go with like just the simple beanie, white t-shirt. I try to be as less gear as possible, because I think that, you know, it kind of makes you just look like a little bit more of a badass. You know, you're running around there and, you know, got nothing but a t-shirt on. It's like, man, this guy, he's just out here. He doesn't care. He's not scared of anything. So that's the look I like to go for.
Is that kind of the Lodi look?
t-shirt, that's like the Sons of Anarchy Lodi, you know, if you watch that.
Fair enough. All right, one more question for you. Whenever I'm playing those first-person shooters, for me, if somebody gets me like three or four times, now to me it's just a personal vendetta, and all I do is try to seek out that one guy and screw the team at that point. Do you find yourself in that same kind of situation?
Yeah, you know, my pride gets into it a little bit, you know. That ego gets bruised if some guy continues to find a way to take you out. So, yes, I have spent many a times trying to get a guy out of a tower or something, and you sacrifice as many lives as need be. My kill-death ratio could be 1 to 25, but if I got him out that tower, then it was all worth it.
Yeah, and, of course, the good thing is you can respawn very quickly in that game.
Yeah, and the bad thing is he'll have planes and helicopters dropping all sorts of weapons on my team, because here I am having a personal vendetta. So
you're handing him a score streak just on your own.
Oh yeah, just all on my own. He's got all three of his score streaks, and now he's a rain man from the sky.
Fair enough. We've been speaking with Julius Thomas. He's been playing the Havoc DLC pack, and finally, you've been playing against Patrick Peterson, a corner guarding a tight end. That it seems like kind of like a mismatch. How you been doing?
He wasn't able to make it today, so you know, they found a lot of other really talented college.
Oh, he chickened out
to take me to school. You know, I don't really know what happened, but we definitely I definitely had a tough day against some of these Call of Duty experts. That's for sure.
All right, hey, Julius, thank you so much for your time. We will see you at least one time at the Coliseum this year. So thanks for your time, buddy, and we'll catch up with you down the line.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
All right, thanks for that. Yeah, two football questions. I guess that's better than nothing. Thanks to Julius Thomas from Stockton and the Lodi area. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, more of titillating sports ahead. Your calls, the lines are always welcome. The lines are always welcome, and they're open all across the country. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Titillating Sports.